This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
What's up, dudes? It is the Chris and Amy Show. We are here on a rainy...
What's up, dudes?
Thursday? Is it Thursday? It's Thursday.
Did you learn that in radio school?
Dudes?
What's up, dudes?
No, I learned it from Bill and Ted.
They actually had a dynamic duo.
Yeah.
With
Socrates. 314-436-7900. Can I tell you something real quick? I forget the phone number for the station every day.
Yeah.
I have to think about it. 314-436-7900.
Call and text. Makes it exciting.
It does. It's like, what number am I going to say now? I don't even. One of these days, I'm going to accidentally give out my own, and we'll get calls and texts.
Someone did that at 97.1, I think.
Really?
Sister station down the hall. I think someone accidentally.
Oh, that's awesome.
I started with my area code before. I started giving my number.
Yeah, 636. So now you just have 7 numbers to guess. It's not that bad. So call us and text us today. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX, by the way, you can leave us a comment. And if you have a question or you just want to say something, you could do that. Or on the Odyssey app, leave us a voice message right there from it. And you can listen to the show and listen to the podcasts and Cardinals baseball tomorrow.
Time now for the top of the order. The top 3 stories everyone will be talking about.
Yep, measles is in Missouri. It's in St. Louis. Just how widespread is it? We don't know yet. Hopefully not too bad. But we will talk to somebody about this at 11 o'clock with the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease. And she'll tell you what you need to know.
And a senior prank at Normandy High School could lead to criminal charges as 10 students broke into the high school, destroyed some things. And we want to hear from you, whether it's about senior pranks or just this idea of being destructive. I don't get it. 314-436-7900.
And the Cardinals sweep the Pirates. They have won 5 straight games. How about it?
I think it's the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball right now.
City SC wins last night, too. They got a game on Saturday. They beat Omaha last night. Amy, I am right now on the CNN website, and I am watching the chimney.
Oh.
They have a camera fixed on the chimney at St. Peter's, and I'm just, I can't take my eyes off it. I heard Debbie Monterey earlier today say the Cardinals are back at it today, and I go, well, the Cardinals are off. They don't play till tomorrow.
They don't play. They're not back at it today.
And then I remembered what it's about. They're waiting for a new pope. They're voting on a new pope. And the chimney is live. There's a chimney cam.
There's a chimney cam. Well, also with Cardinal Dolan, he's confusing because they're like the cardinal from St. Louis.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my gosh, which one are you talking about? Is it Adam
Cardinal
Wainwright?
Cardinal Nolan, as you said yesterday.
Is Adam Wainwright there?
Yeah, probably.
But
not.
I will say, again, we would love to hear from you. I've been a little surprised. I think I remember this. I'm not sure. But CNN, CBS News, like constant coverage of the chimney and of the conclave.
It's kind of fascinating. I'm not Catholic, but I am so fascinated by this whole process.
And there are many Christians in the world, and then among those Christians, there are a lot of Catholics. And would love to hear from you, especially if you are Catholic. Is this something that you are following very closely, or is this something that feels a little bit separate from your life? Do you know what I mean? Because I think there are a lot of Catholics, too, who maybe aren't following the Pope as the lodestar in their life, right?
Like,
and
right,
so
right.
We'd love to hear from you. Is this something, like, as a Catholic, that yes, I'm following very closely, or no, as a Catholic, I just kind of live my life. And I know the Pope obviously can heavily influence the direction of the church, and so it would be hugely important in there as well. But yeah, I would love to hear from you.
It's just super interesting to me.
And it's the fact constant, that we, yeah.
The fact there is at least one camera that is fixed on the chimney. Mm-hmm. It's like it's zoomed in. I'm looking at it right now. And it's just there.
So,
you know, and the people who are in the square probably mm-hmm. looking up at the roof and just waiting for something. That is, I don't know. I think the whole thing is, it's interesting. It's really cool.
So my question is,
yeah.
How, okay, most of the smoke that I've ever produced is gray.
Yeah.
And I could see myself like looking at the chimney going like, is that white smoke? Is that black smoke? Like what constitutes black smoke? And so what are they burning to make white, like cloud white, snow white smoke? And then what are they burning to make black, coal black snow, smoke?
I really don't know the answer to that.
I picture
it's
those
a great
logs,
question, though.
I picture
Thank
those
you so
logs
much.
In Back to the Future when they're trying to get the train up to 88 miles an hour and they throw the red log in and the green log
That's
in.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
I picture the cardinals throwing in the logs. But I feel like that is a valid question because the white smoke and the black smoke sounds like all fun and games until you're the guy that has to produce the right color smoke. How would you do it? How would you make white smoke right now? You don't know. Don't
no
look
idea.
At me in that condescending
I have no
face.
Idea, no. Anyway, how about the Cardinals? Like the other Cardinals, the baseball team. They've won 5 straight games. They've gotten back to 500. So that is, to me, that's maybe the team themselves, the players. I don't know if they pay so much attention to the record. We talked to John Rooney about this yesterday. I don't know how much they know, but there has to be, at least for some people within the organization, a better feeling about being at 500 as opposed to being under, right? Like you want to be at that mark at least. I think there's a psychological benefit to it. Mm-hmm. For some people, at least. So they're there. All right. They're 19-19. The only problem is they're still, it might be too early to look at standings, but they're 3 games out of first. They are tied with the Brewers and the Reds. They all have the exact same record. But having won 5 in a row, getting themselves back to that even mark, we just have to hope that they are now on the path to taking off a bit because they have to. They're going to have to start playing a whole lot better. And they have been. So hopefully they keep it up.
What do we know about Mason Wynn?
I don't know.
You don't know, yeah. Because like, yeah, the sprained ankle because he's
they
on
think
the,
he's getting close.
He's on the 10-day, right?
I mean, he played. No, he played last night.
Oh, he played last night. Yeah. So I missed that. Missed that completely.
So he's good.
Because
I guess.
I don't understand how you sprain your ankle because it seemed like that was the diagnosis.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so he did. He drove in a couple runs last night, actually.
I totally missed that.
And how about Victor Scott? Dude, he scored twice from first, which he has never done before. Amazing. He had an incredible night. So hopefully the Cardinals are now going to be on they need to go on a roll. And so hopefully that happens here. Because I know that this is a transitional year for them, but I still am looking at the season like it's there for them to be actually competitive. Like, they could actually win the division. So I want them to do that. I'm not ready to punt on 2025 and just say, forget this year. This year doesn't matter. It's really about next year, the year after. I'm not ready to do that yet. So hopefully something good happens.
How has the response been with the Gas House Gang? Obviously getting a lot of listeners texting in. On Tuesdays, they're asking questions directly of Ali Marmol. So, which I listened to that interview with Ali Marmol on Tuesday, which is so good, by the way. It's very, very real. Like, Ali sees the comments and
which is either good or bad.
It's
I'm
good
not
or
sure
bad.
Yet.
Yeah. And it's funny because Tom Ackerman said Ali had no interest in a 5-minute hit with KMOX once a week. He wanted the full, like, half an hour to talk.
Oh, yeah.
he really digs into it. It's a great conversation. But how has the response been? Because like you said, you're not willing to give up on the team yet.
I think it's been pretty good. I think people seem to like it, whether they, not everybody thinks, is on board with him.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the job though, right? Like if you're a manager, some people are going to love you. Some people are not. I think he does a pretty good job. I think he does what can be done with mm-hmm. this roster. And generally speaking, I think people really overvalue just how much influence a manager has on the field on what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can, they make the lineup, they make pitching changes or whatever, but it really does come down to players performing. They have to do it for themselves. He can't make them pitch well. He can't make them make contact with a baseball. You got to play who you have, right? So I think people, they tend to overrate just how much they can do. Like, I think on the fringe, right, on the edges, a manager can make a difference. But the bulk of your wins and losses are about the players on the field. Like 95% of it is about the players on the field.
So we have a prolific texter on the YouTube stream, but the Colonel, he said that he had a blast at the game yesterday. They, meaning the Cardinals, looked good. As long as Cardinals are playing 500 ball by the All-Star break, all things are possible.
Yeah. We'll see. I think the Cubs are good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're far and away better than the Cardinals are. I don't think they're far and away better than any other team in the division, except maybe the Pirates. I don't think the Pirates are anything. They might be the best team in the division, but I don't believe the Cardinals are so far off that they can't make a real run toward the end of the year.
Samuel, also on the YouTube stream, says all respect for him, meaning Ali Marmol, doing the Gas House Gang.
Yeah, like he gives us a half hour at least.
It's
he was
awesome.
On with us until about, was it like 12:40 the other day? So it's like the first 40 minutes of the show. He's on with us answering questions, mm-hmm. and he'll, if he sees a fan comment and he doesn't like it, he will go after you. It's pretty cool that he wants to do it.
It is, absolutely. Okay, I have some news to share.
Great.
So I was at a...
New Pope?
Not New Pope. I was at an event last night, hence I did not see the entire Cardinal game. But, good report from last night, the Winnipeg Jets lost at home.
Oh, yeah, the spite train.
To the Dallas Stars. The spite train.
Is rolling.
Rolls on, baby.
Let's go.
Chug it along. The Dallas Stars, their job is to sweep the Jets. And then I hope the Stars get swept. But they did beat Winnipeg at home. So that's great. Congratulations, everyone. We did it. Thank you. Sorry. I saw a sign from our producer and I thought it was immediate.
What did he say?
But so I think that's good news from the hockey world. The spite train rolls on. This thing's going to chug along.
Yeah, if you're on the spite train... Let us know.
We want to hear from you. Hey, we're also, so many things we're keeping an eye on. We're keeping an eye on the smoke. And yes, it is chemicals that the Cardinals burn to produce the desired color, white or black smoke.
The Catholic Cardinals.
You're right. Sorry, with the Gas House Gang. Bill on our YouTube stream says, I'm Catholic and I'm following closely, but mostly from a historical standpoint.
Yeah, see, that's
fair.
And that's what those of us who are not Catholics can do. And whether or not you're religious, it is it's just a fascinating process, and it's a thing that they've been doing for so long, and they're still doing it in this is not a modern way, right? Like, we're gonna signal that we have a new pope by burning smoke, by burning something and creating smoke, right? I love that it's a traditional thing that they still do.
Cool. Yeah, it's better than like an app where you get notifications.
What if we got the Amber Alert?
Well,
what if we like the tornado warning you get pushed to your phone?
Yeah.
We have a new pope. It wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Or you can track the different Cardinals in the same way that you can track runners in like the Boston Marathon, where you type in the names that you want to follow. And it's like, he's got 7 votes. He's got 30. And it's just a whole app. I think the smoke, you know what? Stick with the tradition.
You can bet on who the Pope's going to be.
So have you done that?
No. I need to look at the line. I don't know what it is.
This is why I don't understand. Why are you allowed to vote on the Pope? But you had said like certain things with Taylor Swift. and the Super Bowl you were not allowed to vote on.
You can't do it domestically.
Bet.
You can't bet domestically. I think you have to find like an offshore thing.
An offshore conclave?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you can vote. You can't bet here. You can find a way to do it, though.
Everybody can.
Not legally.
I know a guy.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronji, Daryl McDaniels, DMC from Run DMC, will be on the show at 9:30. He is in town with the Sugar Hill Gang, and they are performing with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra tonight. Very, very cool. So DMC is going to be on the show at 9:30. We got Matt Pauly at 10, Major Garrett 10:30. Candace DeMatteis is with the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease, and we're going to talk about measles here in Missouri and in St. Louis. It's here now. We'll talk to her about it. It's all coming up on the show today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Alex, our guy Alex Rich from Y98. He nailed the national anthem at City Park, Energizer Park, last night.
He did an acoustic version, playing the guitar. Sounded so good on what we all agree is the hardest song to sing.
It's so hard. Why did we pick that?
Why did we pick that tune?
The English pub drinking song.
They keep saying, you keep saying it's an English pub. But I thought English pub songs would be like, here's to Ron, he's a damn fine man. So that's a drinking song. Here's to Ron, he's a damn fine man. So drink, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Like that's, who is at a pub singing the national anthem?
Well, it's the tune, Amy.
No, I know, but who was singing that tune?
I don't know, the old English people.
Did they sing it faster?
I don't have an answer for you.
Oh, we're here drinking beer, and we're so, actually it does kind of work.
See? See?
I get it.
Told you.
I get it now.
You know what?
My mom told me the Drink Chug a Lug song. It was the only drinking song she knew.
So you're the Drink Chug a Lug song?
So Drink Chug a Lug, Chug a Lug, Chug a Lug.
I'd never heard that. So you were in trouble, right?
Here's the deal.
Okay.
There's a miscommunication. Do you guys remember on opening day, the Cardinals, not the Conclave Cardinals, but the St. Louis baseball Cardinals opening day? When I got a speeding ticket, which I still contest, I was speeding, but I wasn't speeding by as much as they said. So I don't know, like I'm that person who I'll just pay it. But then I had some lawyer friends say, no, don't, like, you get it, you know, give it to me. The lawyers take care of it. And I guess it's better that way versus the points. I don't know. And I'm like, okay. Because I'm just not very well practiced in speeding tickets, not to brag, but.
Why don't you stop speeding?
Okay. But anyway. There was a miscommunication, and as I'm driving to work yesterday, I reached out, and they're like, no, I didn't get the ticket. I'm like, no, I sent it to you. And I look, and my court date is yesterday. So I'm driving to work going, oh my gosh, I got to be in court, and this needs to be taken care of. And so all day long, I was communicating with the justice system, and then it turned out to be like 3:20, and I'm talking to the lawyers. And they're like, Amy, you're fine. And I'm like, if I don't show up.
This is over a speeding ticket?
Yes.
This is a lot of effort.
If I don't show up to court at 4, my license will be suspended and I'm going to go to prison. And And so they said, Amy, we're taking care of it. Like, we're dealing with it. And I was like, well, I know, but I'm afraid. So I put on court pants at 3:40. I was like, I better put some pants on that are appropriate for court. In case I need to speed over there. Not okay. Speed. Poor choice of words.
Sorry, I'm late. I got pulled over on the way here. Wait a minute.
I put on court pants because I'm like, I know you can't wear shorts to court. And you can't wear shorts to jury duty. So I put on court pants and I waited, and apparently it all got worked out. We took care of it.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. How much was the fine?
Well,
how much was the fine?
I don't know.
You don't know what the speeding ticket would have cost you?
No, I don't think it said.
Yeah, it's on the ticket.
All the lawyer said,
because you can pay it from,
you can, like, but they say if you pay the speeding ticket, you get points.
Did you get it in the city?
No.
County?
Yeah.
Was it a county cop or is it like, all right.
Well, no, it was a Clayton cop.
Clayton cop.
Because it's a different, you know, municipality.
Yeah. Why didn't you just pay it?
Because that's why I said, let me just pay it. That's why this went on so long. I said, let me just pay it. And they said, no, that's not how it works. Like, if you have an opportunity, that's why all those.
How fast were you going?
I was going 10 over, but they said I was going 15, but I was going 10.
So what did they put right down on the ticket?
15.
Okay, so it would have been like $120.
But but I guess there's points. But this is why those ticket places. I got a text from a random ticket place going, hey, 1-800-FIX-YOUR-TICKET, call us and we'll deal with it for you. I didn't do that because I had a lawyer, but if you get points, it makes your insurance go up. So they say if you have the opportunity to go to 1-800-FIX-MY-TICKET or a lawyer, do that. Dude, but they said don't pay it.
This is so much effort. All you had to do was pay the ticket.
Well, all I know is I sat there in my court pants, terrified that I was going to go to the slammer.
Pay the ticket and move on.
They told me not to. I was listening to the advice of my superiors.
Tonight,
what?
DMC and the Sugar Hill Gang performing with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra at Stiefel Theater. We are going to talk to DMC. Daryl McDaniels is next on 104.1 FM KMOX. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and we are very happy to have in with us in studio Daryl McDaniels, DMC from Run DMC. Mm-hmm. Show tonight at Stiefel Theater. It is a celebration of hip-hop featuring DMC and the Sugar Hill Gang. The Sugar Hill Gang is here in town, too,
yep.
And that is happening tonight. We are looking forward to the show, and we've got DMC with us now. It's good to talk to you again.
It's in the place to be. I told you I was going to come.
You
I know.
Did.
I'm here.
Well, we felt like we guilted you into it, but we knew.
We would feel bad, but we're excited enough that it overcomes feeling guilty bullying you into coming
into
the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I'll be honest, I feel very little guilt. I wanted to meet you. Glad you're in town. So
well, good. Yeah, this is good.
And
yeah, I love St. Louis.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it. I've been coming here for years.
When is the first time we were talking outside? Was it 83? Were you here in 83?
I think it was 80. Have we came in 83? Probably like 84.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely with the first record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We was coming.
Do you remember where you played?
I don't. That's crazy.
Place is probably gone now.
Well, you don't
lose
know.
So many well, that's not true. Because
there's some great music
some
venues that hang around.
Yeah. But I know we came here for 84, 85 for the Fresh Fest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then we came back for the Fresh Fest. And then, of course, 86, we came here for Raising Hell.
That's
the
right.
Beasties, LL, and
that's
Houdini.
Right. That was before I was allowed to go to concerts.
Right, right.
Before.
Exactly. That might have been my Michael Jackson Bad tour. That
kids
was the first...
used to lie and sneak right. out to come
really?
To the Run DMC concerts.
Is that right?
I know so many people that got in trouble. I mean,
that's
no,
awesome.
You can't go when the parents went to sleep or left. They went anyway. They had to go.
Dude, I never snuck out
that's
like
crazy.
That.
Crazy, yeah.
That's wild that people... You hear
I'm
that
talking
story?
About kids, yes.
Yeah, you hear that a lot?
I meet a lot of people, yeah, where I got in trouble, but they didn't care.
Yeah, it was
they
worth
had
it.
To go.
Did you ever sneak out to go see music?
No. I only ran away once.
Oh yeah, was that recent or
no?
recent.
Oh.
He's not even supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only ran away once, and then I went and I ran away down the block.
Oh, how old were
you? To Dexter's house. I think I was 10.
Uh huh.
So Dexter let me in, and, you know, we's hanging out playing, and I'm like, I'm never going home again. So when the nighttime came, you know, he's sitting there eating dinner. He went, okay, you can stay here tonight, but what you going to do tomorrow? Yeah. What you going to do the next day? He started asking me all these questions that I didn't think about.
Yeah.
So I wound up knocking on the door. My mother, man, she pulled that bell out.
Oh.
And I never ran away again.
Do you remember why you ran away?
Yes, because she didn't let me go to Douglas Block. I lived on 197th. I wanted to go to 202nd Street by myself. She said no. So this is funny. I speak about this a lot. I tell people, do you remember when you used to pray to God about, God, could you please kill my parents for me? Because they didn't, you know, they were protecting you and disciplining
you. They didn't let you go 2 blocks
away. So you pray to God, kill my mother and father because they shouldn't let me go. But Dexter was really good. He was an older kid. He was like 15. So he let me come and he sat there, but then he started, what you gonna do tomorrow? And this and that. Where you gonna work? He started asking me all these questions about life.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it that far. And I wound up back home that night.
And then it clicked.
Yes.
It clicked like, oh yeah, I didn't have a plan. Yeah.
And you're like, and now I'm gonna form one of the most popular bands of all time.
I had to figure something out, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you know this was gonna happen for you?
No, I didn't. I never wanted to be in show business. I was a shy kid. I went to Catholic school my whole life. Straight A's, by the way, though. Proud of that.
Excellent.
But the only reason I was a good student is because I loved comic books. So in kindergarten, when I was able to walk, hold his hand, make sure you hold your brother's hand. So I got to walk to the drugstore and the candy store, sold the comic books on a rack. And I remember being in kindergarten and I saw a Batman cover. Couldn't even read it, but I was like, whatever that is, that's me. So from kindergarten till I was like 18, it was just comic books. But going into first grade, I was like, let me pay attention because I need to understand what Tony Stark's and Professor X and Galactus and all these people are talking about. Because if we overlook superheroes, we overlook two things about superheroes. They're traumatized, they're awkward, they're trying to figure life out, and most superheroes are very educated. So me as a kid, if you wasn't in the gang, if you didn't play hooky, like I didn't understand kids stealing their water gun. Like, why would you want to steal? That's wrong. Like, but you save your allowance till you're able to go to the store and get your own water gun. So all of all this being bad stuff, I wasn't with. Because I was a straight-A Catholic school kid, geeky, nerdy kid that loved comic books.
And but you have a comic book now.
In the comic books, I noticed, like Peter Parker, he was from Queens.
Yeah.
Stan Lee was brilliant for putting the superheroes really in the in Queen in New York City because I couldn't leave the block.
Yeah.
But every time I opened up a Marvel comic book, I learned about New York City, the Lower East Side, Hell's Kitchen, Harlem. You know, it bugged me out. Captain America has a black friend from Harlem, and they fight crime together. Like it was amazing. Comic books was amazing. So I saw myself in comic books. That's all I cared about. Read, collect, draw. Read, collect, draw. Read, collect, draw. Then in the late 60s, early 70s, I hear rock and roll on the radio. So I hear Stones, Beatles, Procol Harum, Crosby, Stills, Young and Nash, Neil Young, Janis Joplin, Bob Dylan, Doobie Brothers. Like I remember being little and hearing Old Black Water, Keep On Rolling. I was what is this? Because I didn't care about black soul music. Because that's my mother and father's music.
Huh.
I'm a kid. So that was, you know, that's when your moms and pops was cool. Al Green, Marvin Gaye. So I didn't have a music. But when I started, Jim Croce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Chapin, Joni Mitchell, you know what I'm saying? And Dylan and all that. I was like, good. It was different because I grew up listening to Jackson 5 and James Brown. Cared nothing about it. All I cared about was comic books, Godzilla movies. You know what I'm saying? The black and white Godzilla. And the best movies ever Hollywood ever made. Boris Karloff, Lon Chaney Jr., Bela Lugosi. The Frankenstein. The scene with Frankenstein with the blind girl and the flower. And he just wanted to be a friend. And then it came with torches like... Those movies are the best made movies ever.
So
that's all I care about.
Some of the best artists and whatever it is they do, I've noticed, had exposed themselves growing up to all genres of whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't like country singers didn't just listen to country.
No, country not
they were
at
listening
all.
To everything.
Everything. Me too. Everything.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell was incredible. He had a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, I just said, little black kids in the hood. Yo, you saw Glenn Campbell last night? No, see, people don't know. This is what America is.
Yeah.
That was our world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Priests. It was crazy. Man.
What did your parents think of your taste in music then, liking all this different stuff?
What? They didn't know I liked it.
Okay.
Because I was in my room alone.
Watching Glenn Campbell.
You know what I'm saying? Watching Glenn Campbell. Yeah, crazy. Hee Haw. Was amazing. Man. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, my great-grandmother.
You know, right. It's funny
made me
that
watch
you said that.
That,
Chris.
Yeah.
Because everybody was on Saturday, 12 o'clock Soul Train with Don Cornelius. Then 1 o'clock American Bandstand with Dick Clark. Mm-hmm. Hee Haw. As I stand in front of you, I'm the Brady Bunch, I'm the Flintstones and Jetsons. Like, we are all products of pop culture.
Yeah.
So, but when I heard Doobie Brothers, and when I heard Harry Chapin, and the singer-songwriters, Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, all of that stuff, I was like, oh, if I ever do music, I want to do that. I want to do rock. And then I heard Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
But I had a problem. I couldn't sing like Freddie Mercury. So this is all 60s and 70s. If I was to do music, I wanted to be a rock star. So hip-hop comes over the bridge into Queens. Like, probably I first remember hearing it 78. The DJs in the streets. I was like, yo, they're playing a lot of the music. They're playing the break parts. And the beats of all of them, to James Brown, Aerosmith, Queen, they're playing all the music, they're playing parts of the music.
Pretty much sampling.
That was played, right.
Yeah.
Before sampling.
Yeah.
All the music that's on the radio we were using, but we was able to tell our own stories over the records. And the reason why hip hop was allowed to do what it's doing now, it's because in the beginning it was good. We looked at what the Beatles and Dylan and Neil Young and everybody, we looked at the responsibility that the artists had. Even like I said earlier, Marvin Gaye had to do What's Going On.
Yeah.
James Brown, everybody was addressing the issues that was going on in the communities. So hip hop knew that that was our responsibility. So I'm like, okay, I can't sing like Freddie Mercury. I had a problem. I can't sing like Freddie Mercury. I don't have a band.
Yeah.
But if I take this rock track, I can make my own songs. So if I ever, and it was always those stages, if I was ever to do music, I'm going to do rock. And then I was like, if I ever make a rap record, I'm going to make a rock rap record. Because nobody's making rock. Walk This Way, it's a tongue twister. Walk This Way isn't the first rock rap record. The first rock rap record is Rock Box, which was the first rap record on MTV in 84. Before we did Walk This Way, we did da-na-na-na-na, and I'm doing that tonight with the symphony. Nice. It was me and Run. We didn't do a remake of a rock song. We made an original rock song with us rapping. So that bugged everybody out. That's 84. That was on a self-titled album, Run DMC. And the reason why we did that is because before we was allowed to go in the studios to actually record our own songs, in the streets of New York City, we rapped over rock records, we rapped over funk records, we rapped over jazz records, and we rapped over R&B and disco records. When they threw disco away, we said, give it to us. We'll use it. Because remember when disco died?
Yeah, yeah. And you made something better out of it.
Yes, we did.
I mean, really.
Well, Grandmaster Caz from the legendary Cold Crush Brothers, if you don't know who they are, look them up, Google them. The legendary Cold Crush Brothers, Caz said, hip-hop didn't invent anything. We reinvented everything. Yeah. Because when we got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2009, it was crazy. I was like, I don't want to be in here. This is wrong. And it was like, why? Because we stole all the music from everybody that's already in here. That's why the world is mad at us. Gene Simmons was like, it's not music. Yes, it is, Gene. It's just your music. You know, Gene Simmons, and when Gene Simmons said rap shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I agreed. Why? Because I grew up listening to the classic rock, so-called classic rock on the radio. So when they made the Rock and Roll of Fame, it was for the rock bands. So me, I didn't want to do anything to disrespect rock. I agreed with Gene Simmons. Everybody in hip-hop cursed me out.
Wow.
Really?
But from the point of, Run DMC got a little past, though, because people forget most of Run DMC's records were rock. Most of Run DMC's hits were rock songs. Mm. Rock Box, King of Rock, with Larry Bud Melman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
from the David Letterman show at the front door of a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame museum, saying, "You guys can't come in here. This is a rock and roll museum." Then we did Walk This Way.
Yeah.
Tricky is a rock song. Mary is the Monkees. I used to come home from school and do my homework, eat your dinner, and you can watch The Monkees, the TV show.
Dude, that was
Mary. That was crazy.
Wow. Man, that's
See how all of this is connected?
It's music, it's so beautiful how it's like that.
Music and sports.
Sports, too.
Sports, it's the same thing. All the sports guys want to be rappers.
They
All the rappers think they want to play basketball. Like, it's crazy.
That's true.
Right? And everything, right. See?
Everybody wants to be what they're not.
Yeah,
I know.
For sure.
So the show tonight is at Stiefel Theater.
Yes.
Tickets at slso.org. Mm-hmm. So just before we say goodbye, what should people expect?
When you come to the show, I'm going to do what I just did for y'all with music.
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm going to take people there in order to take us all somewhere else. Like each song I do, I'm gonna explain what it was to put you in the room with me. You know, like when we did It's Like That, and everybody was making these records that were so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But even when there's bad stuff going on, there's good stuff going on. So me and Run said, we ain't gonna just, like, the message, Rolling Stone had it right. The message was the greatest rap record ever. Better than Run DMC, better than Eminem, Jay, all Kanye, shut up, all of you. The message is what hip hop is. But out of that darkness and despair always comes flowers and beauty. So Run DMC, we wanted to represent the goodness in all of us. So when I perform tonight, you're going to get all of the stories that represent everybody.
Run DMC, DMC is with us. Daryl McDaniels. Tonight, Sugar Hill Gang with DMC.
Yes.
And the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Wow. It's McDaniels, not McDonald's. These rhymes are Daryl's. Those burgers are Ronald's.
I can't. That's so cool, man.
Get all of that.
We're so happy you came. Oh,
Thank
my
you.
Gosh. By the way, your
Thank
drummer,
you.
Jones, is it Daru or Daru?
Daru.
Daru. He is awesome.
Yes. Yes.
I've seen him with Jack White. He's really, really good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
no joke.
Yeah, that drummer, he is legitimately good.
Yeah.
Well, DMC, thanks for
we
made you come in and you did it, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the comic book.
You're welcome.
And for the cookies
and the kids book.
Awesome.
Hold on.
The cookie. Daryl makes cookies.
Daryl makes
cookies in the universe.
That's right. Coolest cookies in the universe.
They're really good. DMC-cookies.com.
Get them.
We have oatmeal raisin coming for the vegans. We got vegan, and we also have gluten-free coming. We're not going to leave out anybody.
Daryl makes cookies.
Yes.
DMC. Hey,
DMC, thank you so much, man,
thank you for
coming
for having
in.
Me. Y'all guys rock it.
That is DMC from Run DMC again tonight. SLSO.org for tickets for the show. It is a celebration of hip-hop featuring DMC and the Sugar Hill Gang. This is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Amy, did you see that there is a satellite, or I guess a Soviet spacecraft from a half century ago that was in orbit, or has been in orbit, and apparently it's about to crash back to Earth? And they don't know where it's going to land. The hope was that it was going to break up upon reentry because, you know, of... that's how it works when spacecraft come in.
Okay, like, Katy Perry.
Except in this particular case, they are concerned that the heat shield that is on it will keep the thing intact, and it could cause some real damage if it lands, you know, in a city or something like that. But they don't really know where it's going to land. Apparently, this thing was designed to land on Venus. That's why it has this heat shield. So there is this spacecraft.
So how big is it?
It doesn't say how big it is, but it's big enough, I guess, to get to Venus. I don't know why it didn't.
Big enough to get to Venus. Well,
it's Cosmos 482. Okay. It is, here we go. It is 1,000 pounds.
Well, that seems so huge. And it's got a heat shield, which means it will make it through the atmosphere, as you said.
Yeah. So is that 1 ton?
No, that's a half ton. A ton is 2,000 pounds.
2,000? Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So anyway, be on the lookout for a spacecraft that might land on your house.
Astronomy and astrology and...
Same thing. Astronomy and astrology.
Yeah. I liked how she was... I took it as at the same time. You did not. But she said after her show, she was relaxing by listening to Carl Sagan's Cosmos and reading about string theory.
How much of that do you think she retained?
How much do you think she actually did? I bet she read the cover of some book on string theory.
The cover?
Katy Perry, I think she's going through it. I think she's going through something. She's been getting in trouble for her concerts. She's not fully present and hasn't been putting on a show. And that's really what she is, right?
Yeah.
You got to be a show.
How about those Cardinals?
How about them?
They have won 5 straight games. They are back to 500. It's all rocket ship from here, baby. Let's talk to Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line and Cardinals pre- and post-game coverage and the Redbird Rush Hour. He's next on KMOX.